Because Charles Denny, I knew, met him. I knew him.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, oh my God, Jesse. He had one of his bedrooms in his little one. Because I went to his apartment.
Yeah.
I don't know if his wife was alive. He was. I can't remember if there's a woman there or not. Anyway, I went to visit him because I was doing one with the genealogy more.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he was going to university then. Because I was in town. And so he has, he had one bedroom. It was just packed.
Oh my God.
Packed with bookshelves, boxes, paper. All his genealogy on paper.
Oh my God.
But he had done phenomenal, phenomenal stuff.
Who was he?
Charles Denny. Just a genealogist person.
Yeah.
And his wife was Métis.
Oh, so that's how he knew.
That's how he started, I think, doing some of her families. And then it just went from family to the next family to the next family. And then all of a sudden, just went, all of them are sold here. Because I think she's originally from maybe Manitoba.
Oh, so but, she's not even Métis
well,
from here.
No, I don't think so. But there's, of course, but people are connected.
Sure.
Because lots of them got their wives from over there.
Yeah.
Way back. But he did phenomenal genealogy. Lots.
So his stuff is now at the Glenville.
It was. I think right. so. I think all that paper went to Glenville.
Right. Like that whole room.
That whole room. It's like, you can see it online, but it just says what he's got, but you can't.
It's just a list, yeah.
A list. And there are some that they've digitized, and you can click on it and look, but none of my stuff, our stuff.
Yeah.
Like other families, maybe. I don't know how they pick what goes on.
It's mostly like interest, right? If they think that it's something that more people will be interested in, then they might digitize it.
Because there's lots.
Yeah.
Lots.
And that's the thing, how would you choose what of his many, many boxes of
but
stuff
they did.
To digitize?
They've done.
Yeah. But and they might have just someone, maybe somebody requested it and then they digitized it and then they put it up.
So you said that his the stuff there at Glenbow is at U of A?
At the U of C.
Oh, U of C. Oh, yeah. Because it's in Calgary.
Yeah. So the U of C took over a lot of the Glenbow's archives. So now they have it there. So.
Well, that doesn't help me. It's too far.